Today, the House of Cards. Hello again, I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest edition of our new podcast service. There is ever more talk of a significant financial market correction ahead, and the latest to highlight the risks is FIIG Securities, an investment firm headquartered in Sydney. John Sheridan, FIIG New South Wales State Manager, was quoted today by the Investor Daily. He highlighted that the US 10-year bond yield is at a 7-year high and said that even a relatively minor shock could be enough to trigger forced selling on the equity markets. The yield on the 10-year Treasury closed at 3.11% overnight on Friday, a 7-year high that has prompted speculation about a shift out of equities. Sheridan said that if the 10-year yield holds at this level, it will have broken the long-term secular downtrend in yields. While he did not profess to be a massive believer in technical analysis, he said that it is important to realise that many of the people trading in the markets do. Then he went on to discuss the S&P 500 index and said that with high levels of margin debt and stretch valuations on the equity markets, they're looking a little bit like a house of cards at the moment. He said a strong gust, whatever that might be, it might be a geopolitical thing, or Facebook getting regulated, or Tesla raising capital, could break the fragile confidence. But it is the compounding effect which is so concerning, in that when it all comes tumbling down, you've got algorithmic selling and margin debt being called, and forced selling, and all the waterfall effects that you don't want to see if you're an equity investor. Then he pointed to three indicators that signal the future trajectory of the current US equity bull run. First, the 3-year month US Treasury bill is now above the yield on the S&P 500. In other words, investors can get a higher and risk-free yield on 3-year month Treasuries than they can get from the dividend yield on the stocks on the S&P 500. Secondly, the 10-year Treasury yield at 3.11% is above the terminal US Federal Reserve funds rate of 2.75 to 3%, something that has never happened before, at least substantially. What that means is if you think the history will play out again, you should actually be a buyer of longer-dated bonds, because the chances are that yields aren't going any higher from here, and in fact may even go lower. And finally, the spread between the US 10-year and 2-year yields has fallen to 51 basis points, down from 1% a year ago, and from 2.62% in December 2013. When the spread goes negative, meaning it inverts, it means that 2-year yields are higher than their 10-year counterparts. And he said every time since World War II, there has been a recession within 1 to 3 years of that sort of inversion. That's the main signalling inference that the yield curve has in terms of the general economic outlook. And of course, recession is terrible for stocks and property because they're risk-on assets. Now, all those following my recent posts will remember my scenario 4, the Armageddon scenario, is predicated on just such a set of events. I fear that market risks continue to grow and the worst of all outcomes looks a little more likely. Set against that context, we see more reasons to think property prices are set to fall further. Then add in the CoreLogic preliminary auction clearance rates, which reported a further fall in the national auction clearance rate to 60.3% from 61% last weekend, later revised down to 58.2%. The preliminary clearance rate was also way below the 73.1% recorded at the same weekend last year, with a clear downward trend present. So the news continues to get worse as the slow train wreck continues to grind forward, pushing hopes of future growth into the middle distance, whilst the sound of squealing brakes gets ever more persistent. If you like what you've heard here today, please like the post and add a comment or a question. I do read them all. And if you want to join the growing band of subscribers who receive alerts when we release new posts, do subscribe now. And if you've already subscribed, many thanks. I really appreciate your support and participation. I'm Martin North, the Principal Analyst at Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again next time.